Well, it is for a master. Tes Zion, Tavish Toshin Pei Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. To be honest, Rabbi Shlita, in B'shulchan Yator's Shabbos Parshas Vayechi, once quoted his Zayda, the old Bi'an Rebbe, that Shabbos Vayechi is a gewaldig ischaskus for a Yid. First of all, the Pasuk says, Vayischazik Yisrael, Reishav Alamito. And after we finish Parshas Vayechi, the whole call, Kitagashrei, Chazak, Chazak, Vinischazik. Then we read the Haftorah. And there it says that David tells Shlomo, Vechazakta, Vayisul Ish, Shabbos of ischaskus. And it's not just simply a play on words of Mishpilt. The whole tuchin of the parsha, one that strengthens the yid in a difficult maimonu matzav. Behektim, the parsha is called Vayechi, although chronologically we're all dealing with churu tachana from the astalkus of Yankov Avinu. But everyone knows that Behektim the Chum Sofer said that he was misoinen, he was crexing, that he wasn't present at the Estalkos of his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. And he said, had he been there, he would have been able to get Pishnayim Beruchai, like it says, Belisha Legabe Elio. And therefore, says the Mashgiach, this Shabbos, if you read, not just read, but you internalize the lesson of the Parsha, a Yid is able to get Pishnayim Beruchai of the Ruach of Yankiv Avinu, and Yosef HaTzadik, the end of the Parsha. When Be'emes we know it says Mitzvahim Akdoshim the Meisoskron Akrib the Kalim the end of Zeis Abrocha is Marich that by the Stalkus of Tzadikim at that moment as it says by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai the Betina Kaddisha that his whole life he was waiting for the moment the last day of his life and Ben Moshe Rabbeinu says Ben Meiv Esum Shana Anuichi Ayoyim all of his previous achievements and understanding all are elevated on that day. It's Achana today. Moshe Rabbeinu be called an Ishalikim Dafka because of his last day. He was Masig when he was never Masig his entire life. And therefore, the Gemara famously says in Ksuvis Daf Kuf Gimel, by Ashkafta the Rebbe, a Baskel, a heavenly voice rang out and said, Kol man dahave bashkafta the Rebbe, mizumin l'chayil habo. If you were there present. So this Shabbos, when he reads, Rebbe was a Nitzus Shal Yankov Avinu Nosi. If you're present by the Astalkus of Yankov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik, you're able to mekabel Hoychinyon. And therefore, the Pasuk ends off in the Parsha. What's the last Pasuk of the Parsha? Vayomis Yosef ben Meiv Esrim Shona, Vayachantu Yosef, Vayasimu Ba'orain, Bimisroi. Right? And all the Beforshim asked as a general klal, and all Sforim, that the Simon Betov, you always end off with something inspiring, something uplifting. Here, what are you passing away? The death of Yosef, and he's placed in an Orin. We'll soon discuss later, maybe the importance of the Orin in Mitzrayim. And with that, we finish all of, not only Parshat Vayechi, but all of Sefer Bereishis, called Sefer HaYosher. It seems to be a very anti-climatic ending. I saw an interesting in Sefer Chamud HaTzvi, Mehiritik Avort. Everyone knows, Chazal tells us, every school child knows, that David HaMelech was supposed to have been born in Nefil. For various and various tzaddikim gave him a donation. The one everyone knows is, a donation gave him 70 years. Right? He only lived 930. But in Medrash, there's different cheshbonos. One of the cheshbonos is, that Be'emes Yosef HaTzadik should have lived the same amount of years as his father, 147. Instead he lived 110. So how many years were missing? 37. And Yankov Avinu lived 147. He should have lived like his father Yitzchak, 180. So how many years are lacking from Yankov? 33. How much is 33 and 37? 70. Bingo, you got it. So where does this is a meridic? Where does the 70 years of David, Malkum, Mashiach, who represents the Geul of Klal Yisrael, come from? From Yankov and Yosef, and their passing, therefore the parasha begins with the passing of Yosef, and Rashi says that means prematurely. And it ends with the astalkus of Yosef HaTzadik, but that creates a David HaMelech. Ubifrat, there's a techizik, azoi, there's hope for Klal Yisrael. Right? Megitek Ashrei, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Moreover, the Gemara says, Mtsoyte Daf Yud Gimel, that at the end of the parsha, Yitzchak gives a shvuah to his brethren, Valisa Metzatzmo Yisai Mizeh, right? The time comes for the geula. Go find Atzmus Yosef. Where is he? So they told him that there's a one lady who's still alive, from that door, Sarah Bas Osher, right? She's still a very old lady. And she was there. And she tells him, by the Chanot of Yosef, they placed him in an Oren, where in Mitzrayim? They put him in an Oren Shel Matris, in an Oren made of, a casket made of metal. And they put him in the Nilus. This is what they want, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Nilus. He said, Yosef, Yosef, Yigi HaShosh, Yishnishpach, Yishborach, Yigayel, Yisrael. And what happened? The metal casket, the orange on Matris, floated to the top. I ask you, have you ever seen metal? Ever seen a river? According to the laws of physics, how does an orange float to a top? Is the Chara'i that the Geula then, that Oren, that Oren Shel Yosef came, and with that came the Geula, is the Ma'ilam and Atev, it's a Chanes. So whenever, Chal Yisrael, you feel yourself 10 feet under, dread, right? Things are not working your way, right? Always remember that Oren Shel Yosef, which is Sof al Pnei HaMayim of the Nilus, and that's a symbol that whatever we're at, wherever, how far we are from whatever, but when Igi is Man Gulaschem, come to Geula. And to Nishm, it's not only deeper, just to give the chizuk, it's all an introduction to what I'm talking about. You look in the end of the Sefer, Bereishis, how many psukim, the Messiah gives you how many psukim are in Sefer Bereishis, it's called Sefer Yosher? 1,534. Ring any bells for anybody? It also, by the way, is given 1,534, is Gimatria, Sefer Yosher, me Avram Yitzhak Yankiv Imakel. That's by the way, just by the way. But let me just work out a simple chesed. Who is the first person, the first human being in this world? Adam Rishon. He's like Tavu and Dechu. Right? What's the reasonable suntik? How long did Adam Rishon live? You don't got to be a rocket scientist. You don't got to be a Kabbalist. That we established. Fine. Right? How long did the Ovis of Rami Yitzchak Yankiv live? So the Yushalmi says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, of Brachas, 520 years. 500 years. 500 years. The Mepharshim of the Yerushalmi will ask, simple math, use your toes, it's more than 500 years. 502. Because Avraham Avinu lived 175, and Yitzhak was 180, and Yankiv was 147, Sachakol 502. So the Mepharshim have different cheshbonos. First of all, 2 years are knocked off Avram because he was only 3 years old when he carried his bear. First 2 years as a pagan doesn't interest him. Yitzchak was another answer in Sforim is that Yitzchak spent 2 years in Gan Eden. Remember we discussed it by that. After the Akedah, he spent 2 years in Gan Eden, so he wasn't in this world. And Yankiv had 2 years of a Rav, according to some. So either one, there's 2 years of each of the others not go. Right? Yeah. So, whatever. If you take all Elul Dibur Chayim, knock off all 6 years, plus you knock off another 2 years of Yosef's life, because he also went through 2 years of Rav. He didn't suffer, but neither did Yankiv also, as Rashi said, and the Pasuk out in Lamed's rope. Whatever. Now, so you're not, now you'll add to with me, just make a cheshbon, use your toes. 930 years of Adam Arishin, plus 173 years of Avram Avinu, and 178 years of Yitzchok, and 145 years of Yankiv, yeah, and 108 years of Yosef HaTzadik, right? What do I got? 1534. The minyan hapsukim in Sefer Bereishis. Meiridik, meiridik, meiridik. Why is that meiridik? In this cheshbon, to make this cheshbon, I'm suddenly adding Adam's years, okay, and Yosef's years. So you'll ask the question, why am I adding Yosef's years, not adding Shimon's years, or Yehuda's years? The whole cheshbon. Behektim. The Balaturim says in this week's parasha, why am I adding Yosef? V'yikaru behem shmi v'shem avoyisai, by Ephraim Menashe. But Messer, twice you find this word v'yikaru. One here, v'yikaru behem shmi. V'yikaru shmei v'yisrael. In Megillus Rus. What is Tzuz v'yikaru? Says the Balaturim, because all Shifte Yisrael, all Yud Beis Shvatim, are Kori, they're all called B'nei Yosef. The Pasuk says, until Ayin Ches, Go'alto b'zroya amecha, B'nei Yankiv v'yoytzev. Klal Yisrael are called B'nei Yoytzev. I just have them in Medrash Rabbah. In Sheikhertei brings another pasuk. In Omos, the pasuk says, Ula Yechanein Hashem Elikei Tzvokos She'eris Yosef. All of Klal Yisrael is called She'eris Yosef. Okay? By the way, this Derech Agav, therefore, Svet Guta Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Hei. The Gemara says, Hai man, the ayil b'moso, v'docho me'ena bishu. You go into a town, and you're scared of ayin hora. So what should you say to ward off the ayin hora? You say, Ano ploini bar ploini, mizara de Yosef gosit. I'm from Zera Yosef, to l'shalta me'ena, this is parasha, ben peris Yosef, ben peris, aleh. Ask the Marsha on that Gemara in Brachas. Dishlama, when the Gemara said previously in Daf Chof over there by Rabbi Yochanan, right? When he sat by the mikveh, right? Aye, what about Ayin Hora? Shufra, yeah? I know him, he's a Rabbi Yochanan said, I know him, he's Zara the Yosef Kosi. That's great. Because maybe Rabbi Yochanan knew that he is Taka from Mishpachas Yosef. Or as we explained, Parshas Noach, anyone remember this year then? That according to the Mekubalim, Rabbi Yochanan was a Gilgal of Yosef Atzadik. Although they've lost 10 children, etc., etc. Givaldi. He particularly knew, so he could say with an MS, Ano Mizara de Yisukasid. Over how could any Tom, Dick, and Harry in college, everyone says this Lachash, Ano Mizara de. Hello? So asked the Marsha. Answered the Marsha, so was brought Nagos to the Bank of Emden, a Pasha to answer. Because all of Claudius' soul is called Zera Yosef, Sheirus Yosef. Right? Why is that? So we normally assume, I discussed countless times, that Yankov Avinu, the Gemara says in Bamasiya, that Shufr, the Yankov Avinu, was Be'ein Shufr Adam Rishon. He was the Gilgal, the Tikkun of Adam Rishon. He looked like Adam Rishon. Be'ein Shufr, his countenance, his radiance. But what does it say in Pasuk? The Yisrael of as Yosef ki ben zikunim huloi, says Rashi, Yosef's countenance radiated like his father. So if Yankov is like Adam Rishon, so is Yosef. Like Adam Arishon. Right? So Yankov, it says in Sforim, in Guri Arizal, that Yosef HaTzadik was the nefesh of Adam Arishon. And the tikkun of Adam Arishon is finished not only through Yankov, but through Yosef. Hence, in Parshas Baloischo, when you have the Noisi Aroine Shel Yosef, as the Gemara said in Sukkot, L'chadeh, right? They said, Anachnu Tmeim L'nefesh Adam. Adam? Yosef. Ach, it's a Yosef, and Adam Arishon is Hainuach. So say the Mekubal. Hello? You with me? Hello, folks. So I see the pshat in this, what I said now is from, the Chido says this in the Sefer Chaymas. Hello? For every Yid, when the Ovis are all together, Adam Arishon, with the Ovis HaKadoshim, with Yosef, then you have the Shleimus in Sefer HaYosher. I just thought to myself, just driving here on the way, Sefer HaYosher, the Pasuk, L'lamed is Bnei Yehuda Keshes, he niksuv, the king of David, and Yonason, right? He niksuv al Sefer HaYosher, says Rashi. Why is Sefer Bereishis called Sefer? Because the Sefer of Rabbi Yosef Yankov. Hello? I thought HaYosher is Gematria 515. Right? That's the Ovis HaKadoshim 515. What did God do with me? If you only you, that's what I said before, if a Yid is connected to the Ovis HaKadoshim, to Yosef HaTzadik in this week's parsha, then you reach your you plus the 515 to Ovis. You get 516, which is the magical number. Hello, we've discussed many times. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to go into the promised land, right? Reschanon. One more time. As we discussed in the Pei Yeshua and Brachas, the Batei Din, whatever, he would have cracked 516, which is the Rosh HaTevis, Yiskadol, Yiskadol, Shmei Rabbah, that would have been the Gula Shleim. So if a Yid takes the lesson of, I'm saying what the Bihan Rebbe meant, like a deep thought, if a Yid is Mischazik and internalizes the lesson of Parshas Vayechi, he could bring a Gula in for himself and for all of the world. That's a Chizik Gadol, because in other words, all the Tikkunim from Adchet Adav, Eitz Adas, the Ovis already were soil of the derech. They paved the way. All you got to do is attach it, connect to it. The hektim. I've said many times the maisa. I can't remember where I saw it first time. One of these bichalach from Art Scroll, Rabbi Art Scroll, somewhere. The meiritig maisa. Choruvin in the maisa. They tell the story of an American rabbi, doctor. You know these rabbi Americans. They came to the Yisrael once, and he came and went to the Brisker Rav, the Griz, the Velvel. And he wanted, like, to get, you know, Skarvel. He says, we're Kroivim. How are we Kroivim? So he ended up that third cousin four times removed. You know, like, the Piskarov was not, you know. Invited to get Kroivim. So the guy, 40, wants to be a relation of the Piskarov in Kleinikai. So he said, Rebbe, there's a story told that once an Oni Ve'evian, the missionary collecting Nedovis, and he came to the Chuyzim in Lublin. And he was also invited to take a fourth cousin three times removed of the Chuyzim. He thought, I'm a Korav, I'll get up the shade in the Sina. And he told the Chuyzim of his Krivishafter, you know. Chuyzim was invited to take a Kriv, invited. It's like, you know, like this. He came out, and he was like, he got an ordinary in the Sina to give to any person. And he came out, he had a long face. He was broken a bit. The Rav says to see, he's like, what's the problem? The guy's brokenhearted. He tells him the story of what happened. The Rav says, leave it to me. The Rav says, the Rechaim called Admur Achochem, a kluge, a sharf, a pikach. He said, the Rebbe is about to daven mincha, daven by the Omer today. So when the chuz started, Chazoros HaShatz, and he begins, Elikei Aviseinu, Elikei Avrom, Elikei Yitzchak Yankiv. So the Rav says, from the other side of the Smedish, thousands of years ago. This is what this rabbi told to the Priskarov. Priskarov was not in the spell from the Maisa, right? And he said, by a tata, there's no such thing as a Vaiter Dike tata. I've said many times in Sforam HaKadosh, there's Ovis. So it's Ovis. Ovis is Nutrikan. No? Anybody? Said the speech. No? Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech. A tat is never vait. He's always with you, he's guarding you. A third cousin, 10 times removed, that there is vait to take a grip. So, derech agav, I want to understand, so what's the rupture to give it? Remember the pikach, and everything he said, the siach safri kodesh, even b'derech atzachos, is licking the rosin. We'll soon see what the rupture would have answered to the briskarov's ha'orah, but we'll get to that. But the point is, in order that it should be, that the parsha of Vayechi is in order that the Ovis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadik should not be far from us. So therefore, and the point of Derech HaKdomah, which is what I want to talk about, is that in order to make the Cheshbin of the Siyum and the Tikkun of Sefer HaYosher, of Bereishis, you include Yosef in the Cheshbin. Why is that? The Pasuk says, Vateshev Be'eson Kashdoi, Misham Roya Evin Yisro. So they brought in Sforna Makdoshim. The Archaim HaKadosh asked, instead of the Pasuk, Umeladata Ashaladata Chareyem, L'choyi, right? So how many tribes of Israel? Ask a guy on the street, how many tribes of Israel are there? 12. When you make the Cheshbon, it's always Ephraim and Menashe, or two, and we knock her up Yosef. What's the Cheshbon here? Why should it be that way? Huh? Why? I know we have left with 12. But what's everyone, the children of Reuven are not Minyan Ashvatim, right? Why Dafka, the children of, is the Haraya, because Yosef was Moisir Nafshi, to be Nigdar from Arayis, Vikidabel of Yoim Yoim, said the Tanchuma, every day Yosef Hatadik needed Givaldigim Mesiris Nefesh to keep his Chumis of Kedusha, Vatesha Ve'esim Kashtoi. Therefore, Misham Roya Evin Yisrael, Rashi Brishin, Brim Chazal, Medrash, Evin, two words, of and Ben. Yosef HaTzadik, as we'll discuss later, is both an Ben, he's a Ben Yosef, but Eilat told us, Yankiv Yosef, Yosef is also reckoned to be like one of the Shvatim. He's like a Mimutza, but, and he's a Mimutza between the Ovis and the Shvatim. Right? Ben says this in this week's parasha. Therefore, when Yank Avinu should have been buried where? Think about it. The Zohar asks, I'm reading because I'll read the Lashon. How did Yankiv ask his children to schlep him from Eretz Yisrael to Chevron, to Rav Pela? Since he knew the Ishtabdun Begalusa B'Mizraim, Yidin will be in Golus. Amayka lo yiskaber tamon begain the Yogin's Chusei Albonoi. Should not have Yankiv wanted to be buried in Mitzrayim together with his Einiklach and Urei Niklach and all the Edens, the suffering of Feld, the sticking Jewish children in pyramids, the bathing Parayim in Jewish blood of Jewish children. So why am I boilest alchemy tamon? Hoksiv kirachim aval bonim. A father has mercy for his children. An hurachamanusei. Where is the Rachmon? Yankiv is the Rachamim. Where is the Rachmonus of Yankiv? says the Zohar really like answer, which very hard to understand, but Pat Mishat, we'll discuss it later. Begain the nichele the gufe the dyer ben gufaini davosano, the skull ben nayu, since he didn't want to be a pirud between Yankiv and the other of the sakdoishin, therefore v'shachavti him avoyusay after shlep me to chevron. Where's going to be the schus to be megan and kal yisrael? So on this is Reb Chaim the Chakal Yitzchok from the speaker others. Yankiv didn't ask Yosef just Ashur, take me out of Mitzrayim. When he says, when Yankiv gives the challenge to Yosef to take him out of Mitzrayim, what does Yankiv say? Anuichi ese kidvorech. Right? In other words, what's pshat, says the Chakal Yitzchok? Anuichi. I will be your... You need one of the other sakdoishim. You need one of the tzaddikim in Mitzrayim Gufa to be megan on all the tzaris. So what does Yankiv say? Anuichi. What does Yosef say to Yankiv? Anuichi. I will be you. I'll be your shliach, your malamokim, and I will be buried in Mitzrayim. And therefore, Esek Yidvarecha, I will take you to Eretz Yisrael and have you buried in Maraz Machpeh. And for that reason, we'll discuss this later in greater depth. Hope we have time. But for that reason, Yosef, who is the shalit, he could have said to his children, right after I pass away, bring me to where I'm going to bury in Shechem. Nay. He waited all the years, only by Yitzias Mitzrayim, because he needed that he should be buried there with him. For reasons we'll soon discuss. And therefore, by the way, this is the Pashat Atam, why Vayechi is always the Shabbos, which prepares us for, which continues as a tikkun of Shoivavim. Because this is the Shabbos of Eschaskus, Vayechi, Yankev, Eretz Mitzrayim, plus 17, says the Havetz Yisrael, is Gimatria, Eretz Yisrael, Mashiach, Peretz Veshoivim, Shuvuban Veshoivim, is Gimatria, Beers HaMashiach. Whatever. And I don't have to elaborate. Trust me, look in Svarim HaKadoshim. The Orin that Yosef was placed in, that is a symbol of the Schabras of Tiferes and Malchus, which is Midas HaYisod, whatever. That protected Klal Yisrael. Behecht in just one other vort before we begin this year. You remember the Haftorah for Parshas Vayeshev? Yeah? Chayim Hashem, Al Shoshah Pesh Yisrael, Al Michram Bakesef Tzadik Ve'evim Bavon Elay. What we're going to do anything? We're going to do it in Vayeshev? Because the Chazal tell us, the Shvatim sold Yosef HaTzadik to whomever, right? What did they do with the money? 20 pieces of silver, whatever. They bought shoes. Hello? I mean, you weren't wearing, were they wearing shoes till then? They didn't have shoes, they weren't barefoot. What's going on here? What's Mittamol? They all decided to buy shoes. There's a sale in Marks and Spencer. Why is it Mittamol? They sold Yosef and the response is shoes. Why aren't they invested in real estate like any other good Jew? Why are they buying shoes all of a sudden? Hello? But the simple answer is, what I'm saying now is from the Pinchas Friedman, surely Pinchas Amiri de Gavort. But it's very obvious. What do you know about shoes? What? I've discussed this countless times. Right? The Magen Avrom, in his Pirush Zayis Ranan on the Yalkut, says a Moirid Gevor. The Gemara says in Shabbat of Chuchav Tes, Lo Eilam Yimkar Adam Kairis. Basically, sell your roof of your house and buy shoes for your feet. The Gemara says in Psachim Dav Kuf Yud Gimel, there are seven people who are categories of people who are Menudel HaShemayim, and one of them is Hameneyam Min Allah Mirag. Someone who walked around without shoes. Menudel HaShemayim. You're in Chayr, it's Geferlich. What's so important about shoes? You know, like, okay? Says that I'm a Mifano and a Sefer Asar Mamoris and my Miriam Kolchai, right? Why did the Shvatim try to sell Yosef? Because since why do we have to wear shoes? What's the reason for shoes? Because by Chet Eitadas, the earth was cursed. Arura Hadoma Bavarech, right? And therefore you have to wear something to separate man from the earth which is cursed. Rahman al-Aslan, an oval, takes off his shoes, because now he's cursed. Lahavdil, if you transcend the curse to Klala, Yom Kippur l'moshel, right? Then there's Admus Kodesh, Eretz Yisrael. By Moshe it says, Shal nalechem yal raglecha, it's Admus Kodesh. So whenever you're Admus Kodesh, in Eretz Yisrael, at a holy place, Amigdosh, or Yom Kippur, as you explained, Kedushas, space Amigdosh, in the Spash, in the whole world, or the Bnei Yisoskar says, his antishva, why don't you wear shoes? Same as that, Avelus. The Ikavor, because that's the day that Mashiach ben David is born, right? And therefore, in the time of the Gula, the Klola will be done away with, we must hapich lebracha, and therefore, as a simon of the Gula, we also don't wear shoes on Tishbuf. Gevaldi, right? You with me? And therefore, the wearing of shoes separates man from the Klola. That's why, what bracha do you make every day on shoes? Shasa li kol, what's called turkey? If I'm wearing shoes, I'm wearing trousers, wearing a scarf, wearing a mask. Right? What the cold turkey? Because what is the inyan of the shoes? It mehapich you from all the clothes that brings to you all the brothers. Everyone knows the word of Chaim Pelagi, brings from the son of Avraham Pelagi. Naal is Rosh Tevis, Nochosh Ofer Lachma. It separates you from the cursed earth, as we've explained countless times. By the way, Derech Agav. Who else? Who do you know in Chumash was a shoemaker? What do you know about shoemakers? Chanoich, who later became Malach Matat. Yeah? And it says that every... What? Yeah. Chazal say, and on every stitch, I'll call Tfir Utfira. You live and learn. I didn't know until I learned it also. And on every Tfir Utfira is Mechavin Ve'oimer Baruch Shem Kved Malchusir Levo. Hello? You with me? By the way, just Derek Aga, if you want to remember, Chanoich Matat, in his full name you don't pronounce, is Gimatria what? Beis Shin Chof Lamed Memvov. Which is Baruch Shetavis, Baruch Shetavis, Baruch Shetavis. What's Likta? Right? Because the idea of Chanoich Malch Matat is to Mekasher El Yoinim to Tachtoinim, that the Tachtoinim should be the place where the Ragli Hashchina should be able to be Shere in this world, and therefore he said, Baruch Shem Kremachus Mizgala in this world. Hello? What happened? So we need shoes to make a dira in the tachtoinim. The Shechina should, because the earth is cursed. Yeah. And it came big. Why is the earth cursed? Because of the chait of Eitz Hadas. Right? Look. You know why the Shvatim hated Yosef? So all the Sfarim say, just like from Avram came out of Yishmol, and from Yisrael came an Esav, they thought this Yosef, he is the Shirayim of the chait of Eitz Hadas. Yankiv is the shur for the Yankiv. This is the negative part of Adam Rishon, and therefore he's sour. He's mekulkul, and therefore they wanted to sell him. Till now they didn't. They donned him, nichle dalsis Chazal say, and they donned him that he's a whatever. I'm married, and therefore suddenly till now I didn't need shoes because I'm standing in Admas Kodesh. Now that Yosef is a murdered b'malchus whatever, and they donned him negatively, now they got to buy shoes. Here? Now, hello. But why did they make a mistake? Because Yosef Taka is Bevchinas Nalayim. Because why did they sell him? They thought they're selling him because he's a good for nothing. He's a rogue, right? The emes is, why did the Abish Lakim Choshul Latoivit this week's parasha? Because Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim and be God or face all the Nisyonis of Asia's Patifer Yom V'yom. And with that, he was sailed the Derech for Klal Yisrael to be Nizer from all from Ervas Oritz in Mitzrayim that they were Shtufi Zuma, Chazal said. You with me? What do you know about Yosef, by the way, just parenthetically? Vahu Nar. Esbenei Bilav, Esbenei Zilpa, Nishev. Yeah? Who else is called a Nar? Say Chazal, the good desire. Chanoich. How do I know Chanoich is called a Nar? Chanoich Lenar, I'll be darker. That's just a play word. Chazal said it. And it says in Kizarizal, Chanoich, Yisratadik was the Gilgal of, amongst other things, Chanoich. And therefore his Indian also is the Baruch Shem Kumachusi, right? You know? How did the Novi start? Three sins, four sins. Make up your mind in the three or four, right? Well, where does that fit into the three? Says the Arizal. I've said this like a gazillion times. Yeah, hello? The generation of the Mitzrayim. Terrible shibbut, terrible suffering. Hello? Why? Who were the Who were the people in Mitzrayim? Who were they Gilgulim of? Since the Pagama, the Chet Etzadas, they had to be in this Galgul first, the Dor HaMabul, Arayis. They were punished with Mayim Roschim, they wiped out. Right? Then the Dor HaFloga, which is, I said many times, Rizal says, this is our generation. Then the Anshis Doim. The three generations, until they came down to the fourth generation, that was the Yitzim, that's Mitzrayim. Al shloi shepishe Yisrael. This generation went to three gilgulim. Gornish ufketan. Val arbo lo yeshivenu. There won't be a fourth one. This is it. This is going to be the fourth time will be the tikkun. Therefore, al michram bakesef tzadik ve'evit. Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik was sold into Mitzrayim. In order that should be what? The tikkun. But that's the avid of Yosef to pave the way for Kedusha V'tara, even in Erev Hordes. Hello. Just derech agav. That's the reason why when you leave Mitzrayim, what were the Eden told? Moshe tells them, V'chacha toichlu oizai. Masnech l'gavura, which also was the Eden of Gvura. Oizai Yisrael b'gvura. Yeah? So you leave it as Erev, and then... Now lechem rak lechem. Oh, good. This is the idea of a nal to separate you between the cursed earth. Hello. Oh, then derech agav. Okay, the fizev et recht. Right. By the way, famous medrash plia. Everyone knows. Hayom rov ayonis. What did the yam see in a split? Price to the Rabbi Yishmael. Pilly place. Another famous medrash said 1,000,000,000,000 times here. Hello? Hayom Rav Ayanis, Aroinish Yosef. Aroinish, if I understand, Aroinish Yosef, as we will discuss, is representative of the Tara of Yosef in Mitzrayim, that is not affected. Right? And therefore, anyone ever say the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel every day in your synagogues? Yeah. What is, it's 13 printed, what is the eighth, Mida of the Bishloishes or Midas that are in the Deshes. Anyone remember? Dover Shaya Bichal, the Otsamina Klaal Lelamid, Lelamid Atmiyata. Eight. Anyone know anything about eight? Eight Lelamid. What else do you know about eight? Oh, how do I know? It's not God, this will pay some. Shmoina mi yudeya, shmoina ni yudeya, shmoina, you may mila. The Kedusha Vatara of a Yid, which is mila. By the way, what was the last word that Yankiv Avinu said in his life? And you know, the last word a person says is his tachlis and his ilui and whatever. As you know, the Gemara about Mitzir, remember Rabbi Bar Nachmani? And they asked Rabbi, he's the Baki in the Goyim, and his last words was what? Tor. And a basil comes out, Ashrecha Rabbi Nachmani, Sheguf Chotor, V'yotza Nishmalscha, you said the word Tor. That's the last word, that's who you are. What was the last word of Yankov Avinu? Menichis. What does Chais mean? Eight! As Chazal said, eight. Eight is Mila. And that was Keneged Yosef. By the way, what was the last word of Yosef that he ever said? Mizeh. What is the Gimatria of Mizeh? What is 52, the Gimatria? You know too much. Yeah. Elio! Simple. Both the last word, Yankiv is Chais, Mailim and Ateva. Yeah. Yosef is, which is Mizeh, which is Elio. Don't get despair. Don't whatever. There's a Geula. You'll get yourself out of the mess of Erev Hordes. So far, so good. That's the idea of Yosef who serves as a middle. Okay. Based on this whole Akdama, we can now begin this year. I just in learning through the parsha, I just think there's different madrigas in kfur in this parsha. Behektim, Yaakov Avinu gives a shvuah to Yosef. He says, "What does Yosef answer to the request of Yaakov? Anoichi esa kidvorecha. What is how does Chazal teach? Daskeinu bring kliyoker. When I am about to leave the world, anoichi esa kidvorecha, I will." And you find the end of the parsha, he gives the shvuah to his brethren, right? That, hello? Can I ask you a question? Someone makes a request of you, transport me to Eretz Yisrael, right? What do you answer to the request? I'm also the following suit. Who asked you about you? Finish to give bet, and I can't wait. I'm asking, you can have the request, to start keep it off, to start hacking totally irrelevant thing that you're also going to do that, right? Number one. All right, number two, who should carry Yosef out of Mitzrayim? Why? Why not his children? Look at the midst of Kibbutz of Aim, they're not his children. Why the brothers? What do the brothers got to do with anything? Hello? Nisharas, in Parshas Peshalach it says, another word is added, which is not in this week's Parsha. In Peshalach, Itchem. What do you mean, Itchem? with you. That means also the Shvatim, also Yosef tells them you. First of all, how come that is not mentioned this week, but only mentioned in B'Shalom? A. B. What's it Yosef's business to mix into the burial, which burial board his brethren want to, the Shvatim? Eh? You want to be in Mitzrayim, be in Mitzrayim. You want to be buried in Mezhbush, be in Mezhbush. What? What is it, your geshef, where they're buried? And why does it say Valisim S? Atzmoisim. Do you mean to tell me Yosef's goof, his boss, was not whole? Is he any worse than Reb Elozer, Reb Shimon, the Gemara, Reb Metziah, Besori, Yishkin, Levetach, the whole story everyone knows? Hello? The pshat is, Svarim say, everyone says this, there's Shloisha Shutfim Boy. The Gemara neither. The Abishah gives you an Neshama, your father gives you Atzomis, and your mother gives you the Bosa. So, Kunt Uis in the Atzomis of Yosef is the Chashtikla Cheftzif in Yankiv. Hello? Kol's man Yosef will be buried in Egypt. Kumtuis is a shtickle of Yankiv buried in Egypt. Therefore, when Yosef says, at least Yankiv says whatever, he says, Anoichi Esek, I also will be mahadir in the mitzvah to make sure that I will also ultimately come out. And therefore, since the kvura of the burial of Yosef in Shechem is part of the shleimus that Yankiv also should be in Eretz Yisrael, therefore, that's how he put it on the brethren, not on his children. Because they have the mitzvah of kibbutz av is more on the father than the grandchild. Anyone following? It's gorgeous. I'm thinking of Mashgiach. It's gorgeous, right? And therefore, Yankiv Davka mentioned the atzomis, because that's the chelik that he has in his father. Okay. So it was like every Jew who's ever buried in Egypt over 210 years also should have been brought to Eretz Yisrael, because it's all, right? And you see, Yosef wasn't buried right away. He's only after the Gula. And no pshat is. Okay, I have no time to elaborate. It's a shame. The kids are nimrits. The Rebbe explains the chelik in the Chutzis. It's a chelik of hey. It's a very different word. There are different dargis here. And the kids. Why did Yankiv have to leave Eretz Yisrael? Hello. Because the Gemara in Bracha says, Ein chavush matir es atzmi beis asur. The person in prison can't release himself. Yankiv Avinu had to go with his father in Zayda, in the Maras of Machpelah. And Blahoyer, famous Gemara we discussed countless times. Remember when Elio and Novi, hello, he would appear every day in the Masifta of, who was it? Rebbe, somebody, yeah? Yeah. And one day doesn't come, they tell him he was in Maras of Machpelah, and picking up Avram, then Yitzchak, then Yankiv. Why didn't you do it at the same time? Because three, the obvious explanation together, Biskalos, that would have brought Mashiach Elazim, right? Yesh Kudig Masbe Elbazesh, Yed Ruchiyo, but we discussed this Gemara many times. The obvious half, with Biskalos, have a power to bring Ula. Right? Therefore, Yankiv, I'm just adding this to what the Rebbe says. Yankiv Avinu had to go Dafka outside of Eretz, Dafka in the Maras Machpelah, which is in Chevron, and Chevron we discussed many times, Oitzius Chibur, Oitzius Churban, even Beshas Churban, Yer Bechibur, etc., etc. There are certain people who their tachlis in life is not to be in the Chibur of Maras Machpelah, the Meir B'tich Meirah. Lashul Rachel, this is Parsha. I'm not talking, gorgeous Vertlach on the Parsha, look in the Kutusichus Chelik Lamed, hey, Lach Chelik Lamed. The Siras Nefesh of Rachel is not to be buried in the Maras Machpelah. To be buried al Eimah Derech, right? So she's the one who's crying out before the Shechin of the Tzara of Klal Yisrael, and the Ebrish says, Yeshchar lepulaseich, v'shavu bonam l'gu. Right? Al Derech say Yosef. The Chum Sofer says in this week's parasha, if the Shvatim were not buried in Egypt, hello? There would be no Tkumah v'Klal Yisrael, they would have been totally Nishke in the Nun Shari, in the Shari Tumah, they would have been it. Dafke Yosef HaTzadik, who represents the continuation of Yankov like no one else, and his brethren, that gave the Koyach of Klal Yisrael to Machzik Maimid, that 210 years, Achas, Yosef of Prism HaKosov, all of Klal Yisrael, Lashir, Lashirim, there was no Zima, but they kept the Kedusha of Yankov Avinu Mitzrayim. Right? The Iker one who is Niskasher to Yankov Avinu is what? Is Yosef, of all the Shvatim. Right? By the time I would elaborate, it's a big halachic issue. There's Avnezer, nothing to elaborate, the Avnezer Tutuf, he had a query, a whole complicated shayla in your day in Tafkei Beis. If you bury a person in a metal coffin, is that considered a kvura? How nice would a nafil, nice. So the Nezer wants to say, Horaya Gmar and Saita. Sarach Pasasha told Moshe, where is Moshe Rabbeinu buried in the list? right? In an orange shell matches. Is the charaya that a being buried in an orange shell matches is considered to be a burial? Says Avnezer, then at the end, maybe Choyzer, no, maybe not. Maybe Das Gufa, right? They buried him in Arna Matches, because it's not considered, maybe Arna Eitz, it's Aris Smucha, Eitz comes from the ground, therefore it's considered to be, but Matches is not. So maybe I was thinking, like Alderach Minalayim, which separated him, the Arna of Matches separated Yosef from the tomb of Mitzrayim. Lefi that side of Avnezer. Yeah? The whole tomb of the child, Jew tomb of that. The whole pilpul here, but not in Kamek. One day we'll get them, right? Yes? So there's three dargas. The darga of Yankiv had to be buried in Chevron, Bechibur, and by that he was Pearl Yeshua for Kal Yisro. Then the darga of Yeshua had to be with them physically in Mitzrayim, but it wasn't considered a burial. There was a barrier, a separation between him and Ervas Hordes. Then the Shvatim were taka buried there, right? But ultimately, when Mashiach comes, all the Yidden who are buried in Alei Shvatz Yoren, right? In Golus, and Mitzrayim, and all the Mitzrayims of the world will also be. And therefore it says, V'alisim, et sasvoyisim, mizez, gimatria, v'osof, nitche Yisrael, lefutzis, yudah, yikabit. Right? But the point of the whole, what I'm trying to say is, a Yid, it's a two-way street, has to be... the whole tumult in this week's parasha, Yankovinu le'mes, the Gemara Taina Safei. Is that literal, figurative? How do you understand it? What? We could tumble. Whatever. But there's a famous Chiddush Arim. Right? The Gemara says, V'chi b'chdi, chantaya, gavraya, Ella said, Mikra nidur, Adashna Polsuk. And the Polsuk ends off. What's the end of the Polsuk? Does that answer the Gemara's question? Says the Chiddush Arim a meiridige word. There are four levels of general of understanding terms. Pshat, Remez, Rosh, and Sod. Can I get the four worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Tzira, Asiya? Olam HaPshat is Olam HaSiya. Pshat. The simple word in this Magushin Dika world with him. In Oilam Apsas, it says that Yankov Yinu passed away. He passed away. In the Oilam Hadrush, there Yankov Yinu is Chai. Which is the Oilam Abriya, the Oilam Akisei, which is Mus Yankov. On that level, he's alive. Even though you find in the Gemara various times that Yankov Yinu opened his eyes by the Kfuru, the Gemara Tzaita, that means that which is Oilam Hadrush affected Oilam Apsat. But Biderachal, the difference between Pshat and there's Drush. Therefore, calls man that a yid is dovuk in ilam hadrush, in a higher level in bria, then the ovis live through him. In other words, ovis ubonim have a symbiotic, what you call in English a symbiotic relationship. Let me ask you a simple question. Yankel says vasisa imodi chesed vems. So Rashi says chesed you do for the meisim, but the chesed shlems. You understand that? What kind of by Yankiv when by Avram is Mashpi Eliezer, and Eliezer says you should do it Amadoni Chesed veEmes, right? By letting Rivka marry Yitzchak. Hello, Avram is alive or not alive? He's alive. So you see, a Chesed shel Emes is used by Avram Avinu, who's alive, as the Mizrahi and the Maral and Gurari and everyone else. Nishner does. How can the Chesed shel Emes? You're not mitzapel the gvul, says Rashi. When it says pasuk in this hatul cheshkem echel alchech, it says Rashi, if you're not to reich, let's ask you big vrosi. I'm giving you a reward. You'll get a nachla where in Shechem. So he was rewarded. I ask you a question. And if an oni ve'evian comes and he asks you for a donation and you slip him 100 quid, hello, yeah, that's not a chesed shel emes. Only chevra kedisha work is chevra shel emes. Yeah, why? What is the likelihood that this guy who's going around collecting is to become Rockefeller or Rothschild? He'll be a multimillionaire and pay you back. Like one in a zillion, not even a miut the motzui. Hello? So why giving money to the Evian is not Chesed shel emes? He's not going to pay me back. He's coming from Eretz Yisrael. The Avians will pay you back. So the Avians will pay you back for Chesed shel emes and dealing with the Gevurah. And why does it say in Pasuk, the Yankovinu tells him, right, what's the Bakasha? Simna yot chatachas. That's strange. Yeah, find it by Avram also, but like, what's going on here? The principle is bro mizakavu. Right? Chazal, yeah? The child is the foot of the... What do you mean the child is the foot of the father? What, the brain, the head, the lungs, I don't know, the kidneys? The father. Because when a person is in this world, he's moving, he's going, he's an oimid. When you pass away, everyone knows you're an oimid. You're a kiyin cheshbin. Right, right. When you're alive, you're a oilik. When you're after lachamayas mitzvah. Right? Rashi says, by Avram, right? So the Rashi there said, basically, Avram, Lamami, Ben Tzadik, Hiluloi, Mess. But Gemara says, by David, it says Shchiva. And by Yoyev, it doesn't say, someone who leaves children, no Misa. Someone who doesn't. The Chumsoifer says, Vayikruve, May Yisrael Lomus, and he tells Shlema, Hinini Hoylich Bederachalor. This week's after. I want to be a hoylich even after I am no longer physically here. And that's mazari b'chayim afu b'chayim. Right? Makishu l'zari. And therefore, that the Chum Sofer Titus elsewhere, brother, the nasatik l'mahalchim b'ayim d'me'ela, that even when you're an oymid, or as the Belzer Rebbe said, that's prat l'manyirbu yimeichem b'neichem, l'daram teach your children Torah, l'manyirbu yimeichem b'neichem al adoma, ki mei ha-shamayim al-art, even when you're in Shamayim, you'll still be alive al-art. And that's why the Gemara says that Rav told Rishmul Barshelis, famous Gemara in Shabbos, ha-achim b'aspeida b'imis oyder, the ha-sam ko'imna, there I'm standing, there I'm an oymid, and I want, yeah, and there's a famous, the Kol Arya brings from the Moshe David Tolshiva, Zayda from the Tver of Yitlev, a hesped that he gave on Yisbach Moshe. The pasuk says, "Vayisa Malach Alikim, Malach Diamachne, Machne Yisrael, Vayelch Macharem." With the tzaddik is called the Malach Alikim. When he's alive, he's heard the Chlifne Amachne. He's instructing everyone. La'achar Meivasim Shana, he Vayelch Macharem. The Klal Yisrael. When they're dovuk in the tzaddikim and the ovesak doishim, then veilach me'achareim, they schlep him to be heilich. I'm not trying to elaborate, but the ikr is a double. Once children, there's no such thing as a vita dikatata, right? Then they give life to the oves. And fakert, mazari b'chaim afu b'chaim, and hekish l'machzo, so mahu b'chaim. But by Yosef, you saw this b'chush, Eilat told young youth. By other shvatim, you didn't see it. In this week's parashah, doesn't say itchem. In B'shalach, itchem, because here in B'shalach, there was B'shalach is Kriyas Yamsuf, and there was the Yizgalos of the Nun Sharibino, a new Madrega. Now all the shvatim had a connection to Yankov. They were dovok in the 50th world, the Elam Hayovil, the Elam Cheirus, etc., etc. And ultimately, all Klal Yisrael, even the Eindiklach and Or Eindiklach, 3,000 years later, will be dovok in the midah of Yankov and Yosef. And with this, we bring the Gula. That's why Parshas Vayishlach, Parshas Vayechi is a grusa, as we said before, as a Shabbos, we cry out, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazak. Hey.